All right, dance fans, buckle up. We're diving into the world of line dancing today. And let me tell you, this one's got me excited.
Oh, yeah. What has you so hyped up this time? Another viral TikTok dance.
Not even close. This is for the real line dancing aficionados out there. We're breaking down 6'2" and true.
6'2" and true. Okay, I'm intrigued. This is a new one, right?
Brand spanking new, choreographed by the one and only Caleb Klein. And guess what? We've got our hands on the Copper Knob step sheet, so you know it's legit.
Copper Knob, you're speaking my language. That's like the holy grail for line dancers. They've got everything on there.
Tell me about it. If it's a line dance, it's on Copper Knob. They've got it all laid out so clearly, it's like sheet music for dancers.
Seriously, a lifesaver. So before we get into the nitty-gritty of this 6'2" and true dance, what's the deal with it? Give me the rundown.
All right, so from the looks of the step sheet, Caleb Klein whipped this one up just this month, October 2024.
Hot off the presses.
Yeah.
And the music. Don't tell me it's another one of those obscure tunes no one knows.
Oh, please, you know we always come with the hits. This one's set to Am I Okay? By Megan Maroney.
Megan Maroney. Okay, Caleb Klein's got taste. That song's been everywhere lately. I can already hear it in my head. It's like super fast, though. My two-stepping skills are a little rusty.
That's what I like about this one. The step sheet lists it as easy intermediate, so nothing too crazy. You'll be just fine.
Easy intermediate music to my ears.
Oh.
Okay, I'm sold. But tell me, is this a long one? I need to know how much mental space to clear.
Think 64 count of a little something called a wall three restart.
Wall three restart. Okay, you're losing me a bit. Break that down for me.
Basically, 64 count means there are 64 beats to the music, and the dance follows that structure, like musical phrases.
Right. I'm with you. So what about that restart thing?
Well, at a certain point, you'll be facing the back wall, hence wall three, and then you'll essentially repeat a section of the dance. Repetition is key, my friend.
Got it. Keeps those steps fresh in your mind. All right, enough chit-chat. Let's get down to business. Hit me with the first eight counts.
You got it. Ready to become a 6'2" and true pro, it all starts with this. Step forward, sweep, cross, step back, coaster step, walk, walk.
Whoa, slow down. Sounds like a mouthful.
Don't worry, it's all about breaking it down, just like we're doing right now. So pounce one and two, step forward with your right foot, then sweep your left foot from back to front.
Okay, so far so good. Like I'm literally sweeping something with my foot.
Exactly. Now, for counts three and four, we're going classic line dance with a cross step back. You'll cross your left foot over your right, then step back with your right foot.
Classic. I can handle that. What's next? That coaster step thing.
You know it. All right. So for counts five and six, you'll step back onto your left foot, step your right foot beside your left, and then step forward again on that left foot.
So back together,
Yeah.
forward, almost like a simplified electric slide.
See? You're a natural. You're already making connections. And to wrap up those first eight counts, simple walk forward on seven and eight right foot, then left.
See? I told you I could handle it. All right, bring on the next eight. All right, ready for the next eight counts. Things are about to get a little twistier.
Twisty. Don't tell me Caleb Klein's throwing in a tornado or something. My coordination's still warming up.
Nothing quite that dramatic, but get ready for some turns. We're tackling counts 9 through 16.
Hit me with it.
This step sheet calls it a rock forward, recover, triple one half, turn right, step, pivot on half turn, step forward, sweep.
Okay, someone write that down. I'm going to need that on repeat. But seriously, let's break those turns down. Where do we even begin?
We'll start nice and easy. Counts one and two are rock forward, recover. Just a little weight shift onto your right foot, then back onto your left, like a little dance sway.
Rock and recover. Got it. I'm all about those mini dance breaks.
Now, here come the spins. Counts three and four are a triple half turn right. So three small turns to the right, shifting your weight from foot to foot as you go. You'll end up facing that right wall.
Three little turns to the right. All right, I can picture it.
Then counts five and six. It's a step pivot half turn. Step forward on your left foot and then pivot halfway around on your right foot. You should end up with your weight on that right foot facing forward again.
Gotcha. So a full circle in a way. I like
Oh.
it. Keeps things interesting. What's next?
Count seven and eight. To finish off this section, you'll step forward onto your left foot and then do a sweep with your right foot.
Wait, step forward, sweep. Didn't we just do that?
Exactly. Remember, we're about to hit that wall three restart, so you'll be dancing those first 16 counts again.
Right. Repetition. I should have known Caleb Klein wouldn't let us off that easily. So, by the end of count 16, we're facing the back wall, our new best friend, and ready to tackle the next section.
You've got it. feeling confident.
Bring it on. I'm ready for whatever fancy footwork Caleb Klein throws at us next. Okay, so we're facing that back wall, feeling good, like we've already conquered the first half of this dance.
You should. Repetition is key, so those first 16 counts are going to be old news soon.
My brain's starting to catch on, at least. But before we dive into the next 8 counts, can you give me a sneak peek at what else is coming up? I saw Grapevine with a Touch on the step sheet, and my curiosity is piqued.
You spotted that, huh? Well, Caleb Klein definitely doesn't disappoint with this one. The Grapevine's a classic for a reason.
Right. Everyone loves a good Grapevine. What's he do to make it special?
Well, that touch adds a little flair, and it all comes together in counts 33 through 40. Ready to fast forward.
Lead the way. I'm all about getting to the good stuff.
So, we start off with a step forward, pivot 1/4 turn right on counts 33 and 34. You'll be facing that right wall again.
That right wall is practically part of the dance at this point. I should send it a thank you note.
Maybe a little paint touch-up after all this. But anyway, moving on. On counts 35 and 36, it's cross and cross. Cross your left foot over your right, step to the side with your right, and cross your left foot over your right again.
Lots of crisscrossing action. This is where I trip up. I can feel it.
Practice makes perfect. But yeah, those cross and cross steps can be tricky. Just gotta keep those feet moving. Now, are you ready for the Grapevine?
Hit me with it. This is the part I've been waiting for.
All right, on counts 37 through 40, you'll step to the side with your right foot, step your left foot behind your right, step to the side again with your right, and finish with a little touch of your left foot next to your right.
Oh, that behind step always gets me. Any tips for not ending up tangled with my neighbor?
Small steps are your friend, especially on that behind step. Don't try to overdo it. Just keep it controlled, you know?
Slow and steady wins the line dancing race. That's what I always say.
Words to live by. Now, we can't forget about the other crowd pleaser I spotted on that step sheet, that kickball change.
Oh, yeah. Tell me that's as fun as it sounds.
Even more. It's just 2 counts, 41 and 42, but it adds so much personality.
What's it look like? Give me the visual.
All right, picture this. You kick your left foot forward, step down on that left foot, and then quickly step in place with your right foot. Bam.
It's like the line dancing equivalent of a hair flip. I love it.
Right, pure sass.
Yeah.
Then, to wrap up this section, you'll do a step, pivot, turny fit, turn to the right, ending up facing front again. And last but not least, a weave with a point. So step across with your left foot, with the side with your right, behind with your left, and point your right foot to the side. End scene.
Wow. Turns, steps, a little sass, and even a dramatic finish. Caleb Klein really outdid himself with this one.
He brought the heat, that's for sure. And you know what? I think our listeners are ready to bring the heat too. What do you say? Ready to wrap this up?
You know it. Time to turn those listening ears into dancing feet. Hopefully this deep dive has inspired you to get out there and give 6'2" and true a whirl.
And hey, if you're feeling really adventurous, record yourself dancing and tag us. We love to see our deep dive discussions come to life.
Absolutely. Until next time, everyone, happy dancing.